This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I've got a confession I have to make before we get into this. We're being invaded by Canada, so we're going to talk about that in a second. What, Chris? I'm serious. But before we get to that, I want to get to this January 6th tapes, because for the longest time, the government that has told you that January 6th was the most dangerous thing ever, and basically, the Civil War, an insurrection, almost ended America. That same government has kept 40,000 hours of videotape of this insurrection. I'll tell you what, pause on that for a moment. Fold that up, put that in your back pocket. I have a confession to make. I have to make this confession in order to tell you the story honestly and accurately, so here it is. I have an unhealthy obsession with food. That's according to the wife. Chris and Micah will probably back that up. We were talking about yesterday how you can tell what you prioritize in life by where you spend your time and where you spend your money. That's my vice. It's not that I don't have other problems. I'm not saying that. But some people have, they want jet skis or lake houses or cocaine or gambling or something. I am very grateful that I don't have those, but I have a food problem. I want to eat all of it, and I like to try different kinds of it. And when I get hooked on, believe me, I'm going somewhere with this. This is going to come back to January 6th, I swear. And believe me, when I find some place that I like, I will get it. And so there is an app out there where it's not DoorDash or one of those apps. There's an app out there. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but I think it's called Favor. There's an app out there called Favor where you can get them to go get you things and they'll bring them to your house for a fee. Now, I don't know what all they'll do. I don't know whether you can, send them to the gas station for a six pack on a Friday and send them to the grocery store. I know there are, I'm sure they do a lot of that. It's kind of one of those things. Here's all the stores we have, grocery stores, gas stations, whatever. Put in your order on your phone and they'll send it to you. Believe me, I'm going somewhere with this. Hang with me. So when I used to, Chris and I have only been doing this show for 4.5 years now. We've had this new fancy studio since we signed with Premiere almost a couple years ago now. Before that, we were having to go up into Houston proper every day and do the show from the iHeart studios. Chris is cringing over there. I remember that traffic too, pal. Anyway, now here's why I'm explaining this. On the way, the hour we would go in, and on the way, there's this gas station around here that has this little Mexican kitchen in the back with these little Mexican women working at it. Shut up, Chris. And they make the best breakfast tacos you've ever had in your life with the best green salsa ever. But then we get this new fancy studio. Thank you, Premier. And now I don't ever drive by that gas station again. And the gas station isn't on any, you know, I just not someplace I ever go. But this app, this favor app, if you ask them to, it wasn't the store itself wasn't in there, but if you ask them to, they will send somebody there and buy your breakfast tacos for you and bring them to your house or a studio or wherever. It's freaking awesome. So I found out that I could get them to do that. And I started doing it over and over and over again. I would guess once a week I would get breakfast tacos delivered to me. So again, like I said, I have a problem. Well, the wife, she was trying to figure out what was going on. She's an accountant, so she's always trying to figure out accounts and paying taxes, and she's always doing all that stuff. It's not my area. It's her area. And so eventually she comes to me and she says, hey, I've got these, now they're not business expenses, but I have these charges from Favor. Hey, what's Favor? And I'm like, oh, it's just, you know, they'll go grab some stuff for you, because I can already see the look on her face. But I'm like, oh, let's go grab some stuff for you. What do you mean go grab some stuff? So there's no way she's going to let that go. I eventually tell her, hey, those breakfast tacos I used to eat, you remember that? I found out Favor can go get them for me, and they'll bring them to the house or they'll bring them to the studio so I can get those. Oh, okay. Well, that's a little weird, and I'm sure she had a couple jokes to make at my expense. And then she asks, well, how often are you doing it? And I said, well, I don't know. I'm not keeping track. It's not that I'm afraid. I'm embarrassed at this point in time. I don't want her to look. And so she looks at me with a smirk on her face, and she says, well, why don't you show me your Favor app? Because it has all the information there. Now, let me ask you something. In that moment, if I had only ordered these things once or twice, wouldn't I be excited to show her the Favor app? If it had been a one-off, one or two things, I would have been, oh, yeah, absolutely. Here's my phone. Look, I told you once or twice. See that? Once or twice. No big deal. But instead, I didn't want to show her. Why? Well, you see, you know everything you need to know based on how much evidence somebody wants to show you. If the evidence supported me during that tense conversation, I would have been more than forthcoming with it. Oh, you want the receipts? Here, let me see. Here's the phone. Let me see if I can get you a printout. Once or twice, woman. Told you, I'm not obsessed. But since the receipts didn't show that, I didn't want her to look. Kind of embarrassing, spending money like that on breakfast tacos. Now, that brings us to January 6th. I have been told, you have been told by Democrats, the FBI, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Republicans, right, left, middle. I have been told over and over and over again for 2 years now that January 6th almost ended America, that it was a dangerous insurrection, that it was those horrible Trump voters. You know, they already hate all the Trump voters anyway. Those horrible, violent Trump voters, all those, I've been told this. So the question has always been, and remember, if you listen to this show, you knew about the hidden videotape a long time ago. Julie Kelly, my friend Julie Kelly's been all over this. If it was that bad, if it was me and I'm some scumbag communist, then I want to use January 6th as an excuse to send the Gestapo, to send the Stasi, to send the Cheka, more accurately, the FBI, after my political opponents. And I know that I have this attack on videotape. Wouldn't I want to broadcast it in Times Square? Wouldn't I buy out the ad space and run it on a continuous loop on television? Wouldn't I take all 40,000 hours and say, look at these guys, this is a civil war? But instead, not only did they hide the 40,000 hours of videotape, Kevin McCarthy just announced he's giving it to Tucker Carlson to review. It's going to take him a long time. I think Tucker said it'd be next week or something like that. He's giving them to Tucker Carlson, 41,000 hours of it. He's giving it all to him to review. My question is, why are Democrats so mad about it? Because Democrat after Democrat after Democrat after Democrat, Benny Thompson, James Raskin. It would take an hour to go through every Democrat who has screamed and yelled since they found out Kevin McCarthy handed Tucker Carlson all the evidence. So if the evidence shows a violent right wing that must be put down at any cost, why do Democrats have a problem with it? Maybe it's because you've been lied to for 2 years. Maybe it's because there were people in that crowd whose paychecks are signed by Uncle Sam. Maybe it's because the United States federal government, the system itself, was instrumental in January 6th, and they had a purpose for it. And the purpose for it was they wanted, as they've wanted for years, they wanted a legal justification to send the FBI to your door. They wanted you afraid of the Cheka, and that gave them the ultimate out to make you afraid. Oh, I think next week is going to be very, very, very spicy, but you don't have to wait. You already know what the answer is because their reaction told you everything you need to know. No, honey, I don't want you looking at my favor app. I said it was only once or twice for the breakfast tacos. Didn't you just tell her everything she needed to know when you said that? Of course you did. All right. We're invaded by Canada, and we have to talk about that. We have to talk about you and putting your money where your morals are. Look, we were talking about the culture. We've been talking a lot about culture, 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 what we incentivize, what we disincentivize. Well, we have to disincentivize the corporate world, too. Our corporate world right now, remember, yes, there are a lot of communist trash in the corporate world, but a lot of it is every incentive in the corporate world is to go left because the right won't disincentivize them from going left. For years, for most of my life, I've heard things like, we're the right, we don't boycott, we're conservatives, guys. Bragging. Look at all the power we won't use. We do it the right way. How'd that work out for you? Switch your cell phone company switch it to Pure Talk. Dump AT&T, dump Verizon, dump T-Mobile, switch to the company that shares your values. Yeah, you'll save a pile of money. Yeah, the service is great. Switch simply because they share your values. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. Switch today.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's Chris. That's what I feel like, running against the wind. Every day I come to work and I have to work with you, right? Chris? I want the wind. That's not very nice, Chris. Put that down. That's not very nice. We've had time. The show's almost halfway over. Have you been to jessekellybook.com to pre-order the Anti-Communist Manifesto yet, Chris? Everyone in the audience is going to buy it, and the producer is going to not because he's cheap. All right, what, Chris? He said he's waiting for the audiobook. You suck, Chris. You seriously suck. By the way, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. We're going to talk some more national divorce tonight because that's all in the news. It's all spicy right now. If you have national divorce questions, that's fine. Any question is fine. They can be personal. I don't give a crap. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday tomorrow. This guy asked the best question ever. How can I watch your show? I have a TV show every night on the First TV. It's on DirecTV. I'm not sure which channel it is. I know its channel is First TV, but I don't know which number, Chris. But anyway, that's how. Jarhead Jesse. Your radio presence is excellent. I am an older retired Navy chief aviation storekeeper. You are 100% that logistics wins wars. Eisenhower drove that point home. I'm glad you're doing the same. P.S. You can say my name if they read this, but this is just a thank you for being a friend on the radio. I miss Rush with a hole in my heart. I somehow think you're carrying part of his mantle. Oh, gosh, don't we all miss Rush? Yeah, ain't never going to be another one of those. Listen, I brought this up because during all this talk about Russia and Ukraine and America and all the problems we're having in China right now, it is worth pondering for a brief moment, and we're going to get on to other things. It's worth pondering for a brief moment how much of the world relies now on other parts of the world for necessary things to survive. And we lose sight of that. I certainly know I do. Maybe you don't, but I know I do. I'm used to walking in a grocery store. I will drive by two on my way home. I'm used to driving by, I can stop by either of them, a grocery store, and I can simply have whatever I want. If I want to stop in, get some grapes, who doesn't love grapes, I'll grab some grapes. If I want to walk by the veggie aisle and not buy anything once again, I'll do that. If I want cereal, beer, cheese, if I want a frying pan, I'm used to stopping by and having stocked shelves. Are we prepared? Are the people of the planet prepared for not having some of those things? You know that China, wrap your mind around this. You know that China makes 20% of the world's goods. 20%. You have any idea what would happen if, God forbid, some kind of horrible hot war broke out with China and they decided to cut those off from us? I've told this story before. I'll tell it again because I know we have a bunch of new listeners. Old lady. She was an old lady, probably insulting her. I think she was in her 70s, but I don't know. It was a grandmother of a buddy of mine. She tried forever to get out of the Soviet Union. She wanted out. They didn't make that process easy, to put it mildly. It just looked bad. Hey, why do you want out? Communism's great. But wanted to get out. And she finally gets over here. Whole extended family is ecstatic. Pick her up at the airport. Take her to the grocery store because they want her to choose the meal. They want to prep a great meal that night. And they walk in the grocery store, this whole extended family. Again, grandma, moms, dads, cousins, sons. It's a big old family. And they walk in, and he said there was so much going on, talking to each other so much, excited about everything, that they walk in the doors of the grocery store, and they just keep walking into the grocery store just like you do, right? You walk in, and you're walking towards your aisle and walking towards everything. Well, they get a little ways in, and they look around, and they think, my goodness, where's grandma? And they turn around, and you know where grandma was? Grandma was standing at the door of the grocery store. She's standing at the entryway, sobbing. And of course, they're concerned, as you would be. Oh my gosh, what's wrong? And they go and they're talking to her, and eventually it comes out. She had never in her life, or it had been years, I don't remember which one it was, but it had been a long time since grandma had walked in a grocery store and seen anything but empty shelves. You know, that's how so much of the world has lived. And the world relies on grain from America, grain from Ukraine, grain from Russia, manufacturing goods from China. In the face of a potential war, I think we forget the logistics behind all this. That bread, you walk to your grocery store today and all the endless loaves of bread, it didn't just bling appear there. No, it was a process to get that to you, and a process that extended way beyond your local area, a process that may very well have been an international process to bring those loaves of bread to you, that hamburger meat to you, the eggs to you, the cheese to you, the Bud Evies to you, the Red Lobster Cheddar Bay biscuit mix you can buy in the grocery stores now. It took a lot to get that to you. What, Chris? Chris, it's time you remember.
You know, freedom is not free.
Just a heads up. Boy, that makes it pretty easy to tell you about My Patriot Supply, doesn't it? Might be a good time, and I hope you don't use it. I'm not telling you you're going to use it. I hope you never use it. I hope 25 years from now, when it goes bad, you're emailing the show, hey, Jesse, it's crazy. We never ended up using that My Patriot Supply emergency 3-month food kit. And I won't respond or anything like that. But just know when I read it, I'll think to myself, oh, well, thank goodness. I don't want you to use it. All the other things I tell you about, I want you to use. Man, I hope you never need your emergency 3-month food kit. But you better get one anyway. Right now, if you go to MyPatriotSupply.com, they also give you $200 worth of survival gear as a bonus. Get your emergency 3-month food kit now. Every person in your home needs one. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. The shipping is free, by the way. The shipping is anonymous. Get it. Stash it. Please don't tell friends and family or neighbors about it. Keep it quiet. MyPatriotSupply.com. Believe me, you don't want to be known as the guy with all the food if the crap hits the fan. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right. Daggone Canadians are invading. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It may be time to declare war on Canada. Headline. What, Chris? Headline. Border Patrol calls for agents to redeploy to the northern border. Apparently, and this is actually serious, they're being overwhelmed by the increase in migrants. That's what they call them now. They're illegal immigrants. They could say migrants here in the article. Illegally entering from Canada. It occurs to me, I've been to Canada several times. My grandparents, when I was a kid, had a fishing cabin up there. Obviously nothing fancy, but we go up there fishing. I've been up there bear hunting with my dad. Fishing with my dad. Taking the boys up there. Wait a minute. No, I haven't taken the boys to Canada. Either way, so I've been to Canada a bunch. I've reconned the area. Chris? I feel like we could take Canada a lot easier than we took it before. And hear me out. Now, hear me out. I don't want you to think I'm some monster. I want to... No, Chris, we tried to take it before, and actually we've lost every time. I know. I don't want to talk about it. It's a whole history thing. I don't want to go into it. It really hurts me when I think about it. But anyway, hear me out. is conquest always a bad thing? Because I have email after email after email. Chris can check the downloads. I believe Canada is our number two country, isn't it? For listenership for the show? There's a huge listenership for the show in Canada. All kinds of anti-communists in Canada. And they now live under this putrid government led by that idiot Justin Trudeau, who's the second worst leader in the, well, in North America at the time. Justin Trudeau is a complete moron. Who knew? Man, I think Mexico's leader is better than not in America and Canada. I was just thinking about that. Anyway, back to this. Shouldn't we liberate those people up there? No, hear me out. Canada has these huge natural resources. They have great fishing up there. We can all go up there and we'll just fish for walleye all day long. We will finally be one solid landmass as a country, finally bringing Alaska into the American fold. So we're not entering as conquerors. We're entering as liberators who will also keep the country after we're done. That's totally different. And then we're all anti-communists. Think how scared China and Russia will be if the United States of America officially adds the 51st state, Canada, which it already is, by the way, anyway. Why not bring it officially into the fold? Canada, keep sending your illegals over here and see what we'll do. Chris, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Hey, look, maybe if we bring in the Canadians, we can actually find what we shot down. You know that we ended the search for the things we shot down over Alaska and Lake Huron? I'm not kidding. We blasted things out of the sky. You can't make this up. This is just so who we are now. We shoot down things. We admit we have no idea what they are. And then we just give up the search, acting like we don't. Well, there's nothing we can do. We can't find it. Sorry, guys. It's gone. Don't you think we should keep searching until we shoot down the thing that was traversing over our country? Unless, of course, you don't want to find it. Could it be that they don't want to find it? Huh. You know what? Let's knock out some emails here. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Wednesday. Get your emails in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hi, Jesse. Just wanted to let you know that I'm giving you up for Lent for the second year in a row. I'll see you on the other side, friend. You can let this go to your symmetrical head. And her name is Megan. Chris, when is Lent? What do you think you could check? I'm sorry, it might involve the New Testament, and I realize that's a bridge too far for you. Could you check when Lent is? Is it go? No, I don't follow Lent. I'm not Catholic. I'm not Catholic. Can you find out? How hard is that? It's a simple internet search or something like that. Why is she giving me up for Lent? That's not very nice. It's tomorrow it starts? Oh, no. Dang it, I thought she was already not listening. Sorry, Megan. Hey, Jesse, it's Rocky here. The guy who inspired you to begin the You Voted for This campaign. When I emailed you about that, you failed to mention my name. As a world-famous author, I know that you always cite your sources. As someone who has listened for years and has developed my sense of humbleness from you, I can only assume that you may have gotten sidetracked when going on your epic rant after reading my email. However, I also know that I can never expect an apology from you, but a free trip to Israel would sure go a long way. In all seriousness, I remember as a boy my dad telling me when he first discovered Rush and how he finally found someone with a platform that thought like him. I loved Rush. I'm a Rush baby. After Rush passed, there was a void for some time until I found you. Now I understand how my dad felt. Oh, I'm raising my kids as anti-communists. Their mother came from a communist country. Their great-grandparents were killed by communists simply because they own land. Someday I hope they'll refer to themselves as Jesse babies. Legitimate babies, I hope. Keep doing what you're doing, Rocky. Yeah, it was Rocky's idea, but the problem is, Rocky, now I've stolen it. And now it's become my idea. And long, long, long from now, a year from now, when we're still embarking on the Jesse Kelly Show, You Voted for This campaign. Remember, tell that friend of yours. Tell that family member of yours who votes Democrat every time they complain about something. Tell them, you voted for this. You voted for this. You voted for this. Let's start getting more aggressive. A year from now, Rocky, I'm still going to be taking credit for your great ideas. But I don't want that to hold you back, any of you, from emailing more great ideas that I can steal and pass off as my own. Because as always, there's nothing you can't accomplish if you're willing to take credit for someone else's work. Also, if you're willing to lie about everything.
I've been here for the past 5 days. I have not heard any explosions. I have not heard any air sirens until about half an hour ago, right when President Biden was in the center of Kyiv.
So the reporter went to Kyiv. I'm not saying, you know what? No, Chris, Kyiv. It's Kyiv to me. The reporter goes to Kyiv. Putin, Russia had agreed to a ceasefire while Biden was visiting. That's just standard fare. We would do the same for them. You don't really want to take a chance on accidentally dropping an artillery shell in the United States president's laps. Then you've got a real, real, real big problem on your hands. So they agreed to a ceasefire while Biden was in town. So they just stopped shelling the area. But the Biden administration very clearly coordinated with the Ukrainian government to set off an air raid siren to try to play up the danger to Joe Biden while he was in the place. Is nothing real anymore? Nothing is real anymore. Nothing is real that you see. Everything is a put on. Everything is a lie. Everything is about politics. None of what you see is genuine at all. We just have a legion of unserious people in office in this country. It's amazing. That reminds me, speaking of unserious people, you hear Philly's mayor? Get the guts on this guy.
You can say you back the blue, but if you don't back gun control and gun availability, you don't back the blue. We owe it to them to do everything we can to stop this nonsense and stop this.
A world of make-believe. These people are all liars. They all live in a world of make-believe. They all want you to live in a world of make-believe. That's enough. That's enough of that. I have somebody who has committed a crime, and I'm not totally sure I'm against them. There is also, speaking of Catholic priests, looks like they're, to their credit, wading into the culture war headlong. Where is this going to go? What are they doing? You know what? We're going to talk about that next. Before we talk about that, do you have a MyPillow 2.0 yet? I know you already have the original MyPillow. How do I know that? Well, everyone does. Everyone has the original MyPillow. It's the greatest freaking pillow ever. We not only have MyPillows on all the beds, our beds and the kids' beds in the house, we have MyPillows, the travel versions, because the wife, remember, she was a gymnast, so her neck is all messed up. She landed on her head about 8,000 times. I never said she was a good one. I'm kidding. She was a great one. That's just part of practice. Anyway, everyone has an original MyPillow. We even have travel ones so she can have it when she travels. But now it's new and improved, baby. Same MyPillow feel as before with temperature regulating thread. And because they're just rolling them out and they want everyone to get them, they're buy one, get one free right now. Get one for you, get one for someone else, or just get two for you and screw someone else. I don't care. But go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. If you're driving, call. Do not order online. Just call 800-845-0544. MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Doesn't get better than that. And it doesn't get better than Catholic priests wading into the culture war. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. They podcast every single show. And let's check in again with the Commander-in-Chief.
And let there be no doubt, the commitment of the United States to our NATO alliance and Article 5 is rock solid. And every member of NATO knows it. And Russia knows it as well. An attack against one is attack against all. It's a sacred oath to defend every inch of NATO territory.
Ukraine's not NATO. Look, think about this what you want, but why do we continue to pretend as if Ukraine is part of NATO? Ukraine is not part of NATO. In fact, that was part of Putin's problem, if you believe him. I mean, yeah, he's a murderous piece of trash anyway, but that was part of his problem. These things where we're trying to make Ukraine part of NATO. NATO is designed to oppose Russia. You can't take the country that's bordering Russia and say, this is part of NATO now. Would you agree to Mexico becoming part of an anti-USA coalition? Would you ever sign on for something like that? Of course you wouldn't. You'd freak out. All right. Forget it. Let's go here. We've been talking a lot about culture. And you have heard me many times rant and rave about the American church, and how complacent and lame and weak much of it is. No, this does not apply to every American church at all. But look, I lost my own after George Floyd died. You know the story. I'm not going to go over it again. How many of these American churches are just these soft, weak, love everybody, mealy-mouthed bunch of lame crap that don't stand for anything? And how many of them are under the delusion that they are somehow going to be spared when the demons finish their takeover? I will tell you this. As you know, I'm not Catholic, but sometimes I wish I was, baby. Sometimes I'm ready to go buy me a rosary, because at least the Catholics on occasion, at least they acknowledge the fact we are in combat now, cultural combat, and the winner is going to impose his cultural will on the others. Headline, 41,000 Catholic priests get instructions about denying communion to pro-abortion politicians. That's according to Life News. That's awesome. And that's necessary. Your pastor, I shouldn't say yours, mine, probably get up in church on Sunday. Look, guys, we're not going to speak out against abortion. We just need to turn the other cheek in love. And we're certainly not going to get political about it. We're not going to vote Democrat or Republican. We're above politics. We just love. Let's turn the other cheek in love. All right? That's all we do. We love. Not Catholics. Catholics understand that there are evil forces at work trying to impose their will on this nation, trying to take as much innocent life as they can. And in the end, the game is going to be the church. The enemy is going to be the church. All right, we're taking a quick break because I have to play you a long clip. It's very long. It's 3 minutes long. Senator Kennedy, well, I'll let him take it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Letterman, how long have you been studying climate change and possible solutions?
Studying? Well, you know, I was the head of risk management at Goldman Sachs. I didn't worry too much about climate change at that time.
If you would, Doc.
How many years? Yes. Let's say 15.
All right. How about you, Dr. Holtz-Eakin?
About 25.
Okay. Dr. Letterman, how much will it cost to make the United States of America carbon neutral by 2050?
I don't know, sir.
So you're advocating we do these things, but you don't know the ultimate cost?
Yes, absolutely. I certainly don't know the ultimate cost, and it's very uncertain. It depends on innovations. It depends on.
I understand. I'm just trying to lay a foundation here.
Pause for a quick second, Chris. Just hold on for a moment. We know about the genocidal movement of climate change. Remember, we don't have. We're done. We're done pussyfooting around with words. We're done acting like they're just well-meaning. The climate change movement is a genocidal movement. In fact, it's the deadliest movement in the history of mankind. Not Nazism, not Genghis Khan, Napoleon, not the Black Plague, whatever. Nothing the world has ever seen will kill as many people as the war on oil and gas will. And that the, for the simple reason, the entire planet runs on oil and gas. Everything. Look around you. Everything you see needed oil and or gas to be made. Or is flat out made with it. Humanity runs on it. If you declare war on oil and gas in the name of climate change, billions of people will die. Billions of people will die. And yet the powerful people who push this over and over and over again, this guy in particular, they haven't even stopped to think about the cost, not even the monetary cost of it. So I want you to think about this. This guy, he pushes this. He pushes it hard. He hasn't thought about the monetary cost. He just got asked by a United States senator, and he gives his answer. Well, I don't really know. And if you could see the video, it makes it even better. He looks like this squirrely little weasel, doesn't he, Chris? Just looks like a shifty little, well, whatever. He hasn't given a second thought to the monetary cost. So let me ask you, how much time do you think he's spent thinking about the human cost? Dollars and cents? What? He hasn't bothered to do the simple math. Do you think he's bothered to think about the African nations that will crumble and turn to ash as America, as the world goes back into the Stone Age? All right, look, this is a long, it's got like 2 minutes left in it, and it's got some great stuff in it. I've got to finish it for you in a moment. Before we do that, let's do this. Tunnel to Towers. Tunnel to Towers, let's not forget. They also have what's called the Tunnel to Towers Institute. It's the Towers, the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is specifically what it's called. And it's got all these speakers who go across the country and they remind people about 9/11. They remind people about the sacrifice. We remember the heroes. It has a mobile exhibit. It has, they are out to make sure America remembers because so quickly we are forgetting. And do you know how many school-age children today weren't alive on 9/11? Lots. Go help them. Let's help them. They're doing more than just building homes for Gold Star widows. Go to T2T.org. They ask for $11 a month to continue their mission. T2T.org. Hang on. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle
with you. And I'm one. You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.